Welcome once again to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Buds Mudronox, and these are the stories from the heart of the world. You're listening to episode 20, which will come as no surprise to our regular listeners, as last week was number 19. Today, I have chosen two stories from Sri Chinmoy's book, Gopal's Eternal Brother and Other Stories for Children. Now, there is no one, I believe, who has never felt an inner thrill at the pure beauty and special charm of a small child. Sri Chinmoy says that we love them because they conquer our heart and we ask for nothing in return. So what is it in a child which makes them irresistible to us and inspires us to offer our love selflessly? It is the divinity in them, the soul, which glows luminously in the first years of life. The soul itself is a divine child, and this is why when we live in the soul, we see that the soul's qualities make us childlike. Just as the human child trusts in every person it meets, so the divine child, our soul, sees good in every human being. Just as the world appears radiantly beautiful to the innocent vision of a human child, so the soul sees God's light streaming forth everywhere in his creation. Well, let's get started. I'm joined this week by Carl Harris, who's going to be playing some improvised music for us on the double bass and also the drums. The first story is titled Blessing or Curse, and it concerns King Briksha and his terrifying prayer. It is written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by myself, Buds Mudronox, with music by Carl Harris. Briksha was a very powerful and cruel king. He used to torture people and kill people for no reason. He killed hundreds of innocent people just for fun. Briksha wanted to be the most powerful king on earth. Now in India, we believe in one main god, and under him, many little gods, or lesser gods. It takes a long time to please some gods, but other gods are very easy to satisfy. One of the gods is called Shiva, and Shiva is very easily pleased. Shiva used to meditate in the Himalayas. He would sit and meditate on the top of the highest mountain. King Briksha went to the Himalayas and prayed to Shiva for a few years. He sat with his eyes closed and prayed most devotedly, repeating Shiva's name. Shiva, 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 Shiva. Sometimes he didn't even take food. He fasted and he practiced austerities. After a couple of years, Shiva was very pleased with him, and he came and stood in front of him. But Briksha had his eyes closed while he was repeating Shiva's name. Shiva said, "I am standing in front of you, but you have your eyes closed and you don't see me." But Briksha didn't believe it, and he continued to pray and chant. Shiva said, "You have pleased me, and I am willing to grant you a boon. What do you want?" Finally, Briksha opened his eyes and saw Shiva standing in front of him. He was surprised and amazed. "Oh, you have come. Now, what boon do you want?" Shiva asked again. "I want to be able to bless someone in a certain way. I want to be able to put my hand on someone's head and immediately burn him to ashes." "All right. You have your boon. I have granted it," Then Briksha said, I want to see if you have actually done it. Let me touch your head. When he came near, Shiva started to run, but Briksha followed him. Shiva ran very fast to the house of Narayana, another god who was Shiva's friend. Narayana is a very clever god. Narayana said that he would protect Shiva. They were standing together at the door when Briksha came up. Briksha said, He gave me the power to burn somebody to ashes, and now he won't let me test it on him. Narayana replied, When you come to visit a god, you should be clean shaven and neat, with clean clothes and your hair combed. But look at you. I thought you were a great king. Look at your clothes. Your clothes are torn and soiled. Look at your hair. Your hair is all dirty and matted. Putting his hand up to his head, Briksha said, What's wrong with my hair? And was immediately burned to ashes. Now what do we learn from this? Pray to God only for good things, divine things. Don't pray for anything destructive. Then you will never harm anyone. If you pray for something bad, God may give it to you, but you will be ruined by it. Now our next story is translated from an original by Sri Chinmoy. It's entitled A Child's God by Mridu Prashini Devi, and it's translated from the original Bengali by Sri Chinmoy, and it's dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. Gulu had completed his fourth year and stepped into his fifth. He had been introduced to the alphabet. Gulu's father said, Well, Gulu, I shall now put you in the primary school of the schoolmaster Aghor. Gulu's joy knew no bounds. Now he would go to school with a satchel under his arm. Gulu was very intelligent and spoke 16 to the dozen. He was very fond of stories. He often teased his grandmother to tell him stories. He listened to her words with wonder. The story of Prahlad appealed to him most. He said to his grandmother, Tell me only the story of Prahlad. I don't want to hear any other story. Gulu listened to the story of Prahlad with implicit faith. The whole story always filled his mind. How cruel is the father of Prahlad, grandmother? What tortures he has inflicted on Prahlad! But nobody can slay him who has God for his helper. One day, it occurred to Gulu to find God. As God is worshipped with flowers, he must be hiding in the roses in the garden. Once I'm able to discover God, I will so befriend him that he will not be able to desert me anymore. Gulu spent the day in the garden, shaking the plants in his search for God, but he met him nowhere. At last he returned home disappointed. One day Gulu asked his mother, I search for God so much. Why do I not find him, mother? Gulu, my son, God is fond of playing. So he plays hide and seek with us. He is an expert player. He hides himself in such a way that even the great saints and sages fail to find him. Who then can discover him, mother? Nobody can find him unless he reveals himself. Still he stays with each and every one and protects all as he did Prahlad. He hides himself in your heart too. In the core of my heart? Believe me, Mother, when I search for him in the garden, it seems someone responds from within my heart. It is the indweller who is God. Adore him, my son. Learn to love him as you love me. He is there not only in your heart, but in all hearts. Learn to love all. Then he will surely be pleased to reveal himself to you. Gulu's mind was set at rest by the words of his mother. He cherished the hope that someday God would come to him. Gulu visited his maternal uncle's house along with his mother. He returned home on the eve of the pujas. The train was packed with passengers and there was not enough room. Gulu was not concerned about that. He peeped out of the window to gaze at the scenery. His uncle said,
"Don't bend forward like that. You may fall down, Gulu."
"How can I fall?
I am holding on to that door."
Suddenly, the door somehow opened out. Unable to check himself, Gulu fell down below. People inside the compartment raised cries of horror and lamentation. Gulu's mother, under the spell of despair, was about to jump from the train, but someone held her back. It was nighttime. Nothing was visible in the dark. The train was running at top speed. Owing to the excitement, no one thought of pulling the chain. Alerted by the confused noise, the passengers in the next compartment pulled the chain. The motion of the train was immediately arrested. The train went backward. Nobody hoped to see Gulu alive. After some distance had been covered, a figure became visible on a bridge. Gulu's mother cried out,
"Look! My Gulu is there!"
The train finally stopped. Gulu's mother rushed up to him and took him in her arms.
"Did you get hurt, Gulu? Gulu, are you hurt?"
"How can I be hurt, mother? The moment I fell down, my uncle jumped and took me in his arms." In a surprised voice, the mother said,
"Why, your uncle did not come down. He was there inside the carriage."
"Don't tell a lie, mother. All this time, my uncle held me on his lap. As you all drew near, he put me down and went that way. You can look for him." A thrill passed through the whole body of Gulu's mother.
"Gulu, your God saved you in the form of your uncle."
At the words of his mother, Gulu was beside himself with wonder. Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds, episode 20. It was a real pleasure to record and a lot of fun. My thanks to my special guest, Carl Harris, for the music in the first story. And next week, in episode 21, we'll take some stories from Shuchimoy's book entitled The Mushroom and the Umbrella. And perhaps, as you can guess from that title, most of these stories have a funny side to them. I hope to be joined by some more guests next week. Until then, have a great week. Take it easy. I'm always Butsamudra. And this was Inspiration Sounds.